Ranisha, I think I'm going to give it to you right now.
Hey, KPOO. Well, today's show, we have a very special guest from my school, Philip Burton High School. The show is very special to me today because we're going to talk about, you know, things that are important to us as teenagers. And, you know, one of my hobbies that I love to do, poetry. So we have two young poets from my school. We actually entered a poetry slam at our school, I think January 21st it was. And these were two of the candidates who competed along with myself. And we will be sharing some of our pieces today and talking about, you know, the inequalities of the school system. So I want to introduce my first guest, Jelly. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
And Rima.
Hi, San Francisco.
And we have Alexa.
Hi.
So, Jelly, what grade are you in?
10th. Sophomore.
You're a sophomore. What's your last name?
Pineda.
Okay. Alexa, what grade are you in?
10th.
And what's your last name?
Flag.
Okay. So, exactly, Jelly, how did you get into doing poetry?
At my Girls at the School Academy in Sunnydale, and I just started writing, and I liked it. And then I started doing public poetry, like, started doing poetry slams. And then I got published 4 times, and then I stopped doing it. And then I started back at Burton.
You said you were published?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you published?
One of the books is called Jump. Another one is called I Believe I Can. Those are the only two I can remember. It was a long time ago.
How did you actually get into being published?
Because the lady that worked at our after-school program, well, I spoke, and then this man said he wanted to put my poem in a book.
Oh, so you just that good, huh?
Yeah.
So, Alexa, how did you get into doing poetry?
I don't even know. I think I just would be bored, and I just started, and then, yeah. Oh, no, that's all.
Okay. Jelly, do you think writing poetry is a stress reliever?
Yes.
So, what kind of stress, what kind of issues do you talk about in your poetry?
My life. Everything that I go through, everything that I experience, I'm able to express it better when I write it down.
So, do you say, like, maybe if you weren't able to write, would it be harder for you to cope with some of the issues that you...
Yeah.
So, what are some of the issues that you face that you tend to write about?
Violence, just stuff that I go through at home, like personal issues, my mom, just everything in general, school, the regular issues.
So when you do write about personal things like that, do you find it difficult sometimes to share with people some of your poems? Like, do you have, like, private poems and then poems that you do share with
people? They're not private, but it's just only, I only read it to certain people. But I think it's better for, like, if you do have something that's private, I think it's better to share it out. So then, because it's other people that may be going through it in its ways. Like, when I write, I talk about solutions. So, like, when I read, I'd rather read it to other people so that, you know, to help them out if they're going through it, if they experience this. Or just let them know that they're not alone, like, that other people feel it too.
That's what's up. Alexa, what about you? What kind of things do you write in your poems?
The same thing as Jelly. Mostly, like, love problems.
Love problems.
Yeah.
Teenage love.
Yeah. Young love.
So, do you guys tend to have, like, go to nonviolent organizations and share your poems? Do you ever do that?
I don't. I've never shared my poems before.
You've never shared your poems?
Besides at school, I never shared them.
So, Alexa, how long have you been writing poetry?
Since, like, the 7th grade.
Do you think that your poetry is getting stronger than it was when you started off?
Well, I did until a few days ago. I looked back into a book when I was writing. I forgot all about the book, and I was reading the stuff that I wrote, and I was like, dang, this is hecka good. So I don't even know. Like, I think it might have gotten better. I don't know, but I was just shocked. Like, I was writing like that then. So I think it might have gotten better, or it's the same. I'm not even sure.
That reminds me, too. I was recently going through, you know how you keep papers from when you were younger, from classes, and I think we were assigned to write a poem, and I had wrote a poem about a star, and I was, like, in third grade, and I was reading, and I was like, oh, go ahead, go ahead. So, but my question to you, Jelly, is do you find it easier to write when you're angry? Because I know myself, when I'm angry.
Yeah.
It's easier to write down my emotions. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because I think the feelings, I mean, when I'm happy, I can write, I write poetry too when I'm happy, but it's like when I'm sad or depressed or I'm going through something, it's just more emotion come out when I write.
So, like, my question to you is, okay, well, let's relate this to hip-hop. Okay. You know, you guys, well, me as a person, I'm passionate about what I write, and I like writing things that are meaningful because I feel like words, you know, words can make a person and sometimes they can break a person depending, you know, you never know what you can say can help someone. So like hip hop, you know, there's a lot of things going on with hip hop and how they say, you know, hip hop has lost its meaning. Like, do you believe that, you being a poet?
With certain artists, I do believe that, but I believe it's still some good artists. Like, but hip hop itself, like majority of the artists, I don't think they songs have any meaning anymore.
Give me some consciousness. How do you feel about being black and the state of blackness?
I love being black.
Me too.
I'm proud of it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Me too.
Should write a poem about it.
I should. Nah, but really, I am. Because I think I read books on my own, like, about slavery and, like, racism, all that. I think we've come a long way. I mean, racism is still out there, but you know, it's not as bad as it was. And you know, I think we came a long way from how it used to be, like getting beat and lynched and everything. It's just, I'm proud.
So what about you, Jelly?
I like being black because I think, like, because people don't expect anything from us, and like Alexa said, we've came a long way. So I feel like, I don't know, it's like, even though we had to struggle and do all that we done, like, I think it's getting better, but.
Yeah, people don't, like what Jelly said, she said people don't expect much from black people, and it's just, it just make me feel good when I could prove you wrong, like, and be like, oh, you didn't think a black person could do this, and I do it, and it just.
Yeah.
I got another question. What people don't think too much of us? Who are these people? I think a lot of you guys. Who are the black people who are the people you know that are not thinking that much of you guys? Well,
people in general, like teachers at school, like just anywhere you go, like not to be like stereotypical, but like any other race, like it just seems like they don't expect for us to achieve anything. Like they don't expect us to succeed. So when we fail, it might hurt for us or, like, our parents and stuff. But that's something that they was expecting. It's so, like, our failure to them don't mean too much.
No, but what about, I think the most harmful, you know, effect of that is when African-Americans themselves don't expect much of themselves because they believe they're African-Americans. That's the one thing that hurts me the most. I get angry, like, seriously angry. Because when I hear African-American, you know, kids themselves say, well, I'm black. I'm not supposed to talk proper. Well, like, what does that mean? I talk black. Like, what does that mean to talk black? It doesn't make any sense. Just because you're African American, you're not supposed to, you know, speak correct English.
Yeah.
So that kills me. That kills me. But who wants to? You guys have pieces, so who wants to share their piece first?
Pops.
You gonna make me go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the piece I wrote for a friend of mine who was killed back in August. He was gunned down in my neighborhood. And this is in remembrance of him. It's called Who to Blame. I know it's hard for me right now to accept the fact that you're gone. But this was not just any homicide. This one hit home. Another African American male slain. Another tombstone without a name. Another mother or friend in pain. Yet just another little black boy who fell subject to the street game. No daddy's at home. Mama's out doing her own thing. Grandma's struggling with the health. Had to grow up way too fast to fend for himself. Although he's hurting inside, he has to keep his heart on the shelf. But he can't let his boy see him cry. No love for him at home. And his house is full of strife. Yes, another little black boy, the victim of street life. No time for team sports. for no one ever took the time out to teach him how to throw. Just slinging weed and selling dope, but you can't blame the kid because the streets is the only thing that he knows. Times are getting more dangerous in the shows. You can see the hate in the child's eyes, yes it shows. Who's to blame? No one knows. Born in a money-hungry country where jails are superior over education. Living in a money-hungry state where low funds equals devastation. Compressed by all the chaos in the city. Influenced by the cons of the environment. Stuck in with the wrong crowd so you won't have to feel too alone. Down to death for being in the wrong place at the right time. So who's to blame for the young child slain? Why do my friends have to die? Can a know-it-all politics, therapists, and counselors tell me why? Or are you to blame? When's the last time you took the time out to listen other than discipline? When's the last time you encouraged or heard out a child's story? Oh, he should have listened to that preacher, or he should have listened to that teacher. You should have been that preacher, or you could have been that teacher. So who's to blame for the young child slain? Are you to blame? Who's to blame for another tombstone without a name? Are you to blame? Are you to blame for yet another African-American child, the victim of street gang? Okay, Alexa, go.
I can read mine. Mine's about a boy. You know, it's been going on for a while, and I just was kind of sick of it. So, you know, I had to express my feelings. Okay, it's called Who, What, When, Where, and Why. Tell me why you fill my mind with all your lies. Why you deceive me, then please me, cheat me, then tease me with the words that get me every time. I love you. You don't love me. You love the way I fit nice in my jeans. Those type of things make you want to scream. The way my lip gloss be popping, and once you kiss me, there ain't no stopping you. Tell me what makes you think that after 3 years of me crying a river full of tears and happy thoughts replaced with fears of me losing you, tell me what makes you think that I could just bounce back from all your hurtful but whack breakup lines? How many times? Too many to count. But the number of tears I cried can never amount up to how much I loved you, how much I went through for you. Break up to make up, that's all we do. But despite all the games and all the pain, to tell you the truth, I really miss you. I miss all the time we used to spend together. No matter what the weather was, it was always just the two of us. I miss how I would walk out of my class during your passing period just to see you. And if I couldn't do that, then to see you walk past my classroom window was enough to keep me happy. But sadly, those good times are now over. I have to listen to girls spit dumb but truthful stuff, talking about, dang, he's fine, and all I can do is sit there and wish that you were mine. Tell me who. Whose fault is it that we're not together? Is it you or is it me? The fact that I get jealous easily, or the fact that you can't commit because you want to be a flirt? Is it me or is it you? I have no clue, but to deal with this boo is too much for a youth. So what are we to do? Put it in the past and act like we knew our love wouldn't last, or talk it out like real men and women and make a decision? It's time for both of us to grow up. Be a man about yours, because I'm about sick of this. Tell me your real feelings. Let me know. Should I try and stay, or should I just go? Tell me when. When did we fall completely apart? It's like you switched up on me and left me in the dark. You played me and tried to break me, but that little something in me that told me to hold on saved me from self-destruction. Ha, but you didn't break me. I'm still standing as fresh and as fly as you claim to be. I ain't gonna lie, now you is still fine, but it's gonna take more than that to cut my line. All this stuff made me stronger, and now I have experience so I can live longer. You lie, you cheat, and you make me feel weak, but guess what? My feet are still on solid ground. Ain't no stopping me now. Don't take this as a diss, because that's not it at all. But since we don't talk no more and you don't answer my calls, this is the only way I can let it all come out. I do got one last question for you, though. Where did all the love go?
Aww. Tell them, girl. Tell them.
That was like a good.
Okay, Jelly, what is your piece about?
My piece is about violence. Yeah.
What about violence?
It's like everything that I've observed and everything that I've seen and just my experiences.
Okay, well, share it with us.
Okay. My poem is called The Streets. I was born and raised in Sunnydale Projects, where I was introduced to poverty, drama, and reality. Now, if you'll listen, I'll tell you what I know. People say they want to be a thug, on the corner slinging drugs. Just because you got tapped don't mean you got it all like that. They say you live by the gun, you die by the gun, and that's a proven fact. Slapping dice, getting shot twice, and as the generation grows, the deaths are multiplying. Brothers dying, mothers crying, saying, somebody help me, my baby's dying by the minute. Just because so-and-so didn't get their money on a day they wanted it. So let me get to my point. So they go out there and get smoked like a joint. Click, click, boom, another soul taken too soon. People are dying for reasons that nobody can make sense of. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Noya. It's where I descended from. But I will not let my surroundings create the individual that I'm trying to become. You and I have to realize this is reality. And although I cannot understand it all, I'm willing to unfold the mysteries that are being presented to me. I have always inhaled a life I never wanted to breathe, but I did. I'm 15 years old, and this is what I know. Ain't it a shame? But hey, what can I say? Life is life, and I'm hoping it will change. But it's crazy, because I'm working so hard to make it out. But it's people working just as hard to make it in. I'm living for today and striving to survive tomorrow.
Ooh. That was good, Drop.
Wow. So, let's see. How old are you guys again?
15.
15. Yeah, I know. I heard you say you were 15. And the future. Do you see a future?
I see a future.
Yeah.
And that was Alexis? Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa. Yeah. What's the future that you see?
My future, I see myself in college, getting a good job, and just trying to stay away from all the negative things that's going on. Like, and if I do have kids, I don't want them, like, you know, how it, you always hear about black people being on the streets or whatever. I don't want that.
What about you, Jelly?
I see a future for myself, but, like, as a whole race, I don't see a future for my generation. I feel like it's so much going on, and, like, it's not enough people being involved. Like, it's only so much that a child, okay, I know they be like, a child knows right from wrong, but if there's no guidance for them, then they're going to continue to do what they're doing. And it's obvious that kids don't know right from wrong if all this is still happening. So I feel like for our generation, there is no future. It's going to no longer exist. Everybody going to be dead in jail. Like, it's not enough African-American youth out there succeeding. But as far as for myself, I do see a future for myself because I'm one of the lucky ones. I have a mother and a father who are right there with me trying to help me succeed.